at the French Open for British tennis star Jack Draper. He made it through to the second round, beating Mattia Bellucci. It's the first time Britain's had six first-round winners at Roland Garros since the 70s. And we've had a first look at the cast for the new Harry Potter TV series. More than 30,000 children auditioned for the roles of Harry, Hermione and Ron.
Capital weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A bright start in London with a chance of showers, feeling warm with highs of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Good morning and welcome to Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby on your Wednesday morning, 0345 60958. That is our WhatsApp number. You're more than welcome to come and say hello at any point during the show today. And wowzers, what a show we've got for you today. Wowzers.
Yeah, we've got a massive show. So you at the back, by the way. I know it's half term, but concentrate. You need to listen to our show today because you're going to find out what happened when I met Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan after the show yesterday. This was madness. So he was in to talk about his new movie. You'd have seen the posters everywhere. Karate Kid Legends. I'm going to tell you what led him to make this noise.
Da ba ba dong da 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 dong 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 ba da 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 dong boom pa glasses. Then fight again. Ba 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 boom ta. Bam! Music start! Ta-da! You know?
Oh, that's class. That's class.
Great. It'll all make sense.
Great, great, great. That's all we need to hear so far. But first, I've got a little question to kick things off. What is the link between my balls and Lionel Richie?
What?
I'll tell you next.
They say the holy water's watered down. And this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually. So if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. How would you lay me down? Up in the clouds, my jealous knowing we found something so wild, from the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, we're a sanctuary. Shatter me with your time, will love return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds, my jealous knowing we found. Hopeless hallelujah, on this side of heaven.
Till I'm in the casket, you carry. If you go, I'm going too.
Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Capital Breakfast. Charlie says, morning gang, hope everyone's well. This is going to be my last week as a 6am. I feel like doing that scene from Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not leaving.
Oh. Oh, we can't lose you, Charlie. Are you going to have to get up early?
Mark says, morning to my 6am family. I'm on the way to Southampton from Taunton, like I did yesterday. I met a new 6am yesterday.
Oh,
happy
nice.
Days. Oh, they're meeting each other in the wild. That's what part of 6am club's all about. Oh.
That's what we should organise that. We could do a little meet-up or something. That'd
yeah.
be good.
Yeah, and we're still working on merch, by the way, guys, like car stickers and stuff. Just leave it with us. We're getting there with
could
that.
Could do a little 6am handshake, like a...
Like the stonemasons.
Yeah, something like that. Okay.
I think we could all meet just off the A1 for a barbecue or something.
Just off the A1. Like, in
class.
A lay-by.
Yeah, we could just throw it out there, see who turns up.
Nice.
Hey, listen, just before Billie Eilish, I left you with a little countdown conundrum, didn't I? You know, like when they go to the adverts and you've got to solve it by the end of the advert.
Yeah, what was the riddle again?
What is the connection between Lionel Richie and my balls? Maybe we do this every day, a new one.
Gareth says, are your balls going to be dancing on the ceiling?
Sort of.
Are they... No, I can't say that.
No, I can't. Listen, I'll tell you what it is. It sounds worse than it is. So yesterday I did something for the One Show, which was about testicular cancer and some of the stuff that we've been talking about on the show. So great thing to go do. I was really, really happy to go do that. But the best moment of all, and it was kind of classic One Show style, was this video finished and then Lionel Richie was the first guest.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's almost like it's the last little bit of me on this video going, and, you know, I just think it's really important that blokes have these conversations between each other and you know, make sure they check themselves and look out for each other. Cuts back to the studio. Lionel Richie is sat there, clearly just staring at me. And I thought, how's life come to this? We're talking about, you know, my privates. And then Lionel Richie's just sitting watching.
Yeah, he's watched the entire thing, and that's what's weird about it. You know, fantastic. He's watched it. Maybe I'm asking too many questions here, because I missed it last night. Did you... get them, like, has he seen
no,
stuff?
No, he's not seen.
No, okay, just checking.
Was you on the One Show with Lionel Richie?
No, well, he was like the guest. I was doing the little
VT.
Yeah, little VT, little
right.
video thing.
Okay.
I'll tell you what was wild about it, just very quickly, little peek behind the curtain here. So they asked me to record the voiceover for that. I'm saying 2 hours before it went out.
Wow.
And I did it from my home because I've got like a little studio in there. But because it's half term, my little boy is just floating around. And I just really feel for like parents that are trying to kind of keep up with their job at the moment and wrestle with kids.
It's half term.
We got you.
We've got you.
Yeah, we
will look after you on Capital Breakfast. It's Calvin Harris and Blessings.
I'm wrapping up this letter that I wrote you. Maybe it's the only way to go through. I won't lose myself for anybody. I'm not sorry. Hey. Back of my mind, I always do it deep down. You don't deserve it, but you won't lie. Got no more tears to cry. Oh, oh, no looking back this time.
Blessings on Capital Breakfast, 11 minutes past six. I didn't see you on the one show last night, Christoph. I feel bad.
Yeah, no stress, no stress.
You should have said you were on. It is weird that I've been on before with Jason Derulo. Long story. And then, like, we had to talk about our show and then go into a VT about, like, blue tits being spotted in the Cotswolds.
Well, yeah, that was the thing, because it's spring watch time at the moment.
Yeah.
So Chris Packham was on straight afterwards. It's only that show. It's such a weird show.
And Jason Derulo turned to me and was like, what the hell is going on here?
Like, the gear shifts on that show, as a presenter, I cannot imagine.
But you know why they get massive guests, don't you? It gets more viewers than Graham Norton on a Friday night, the one show.
Is it actually?
Mad. That's why they get, like, massive Hollywood stars. And come off and Jason Derulo's like, what was that? And I was like,
what's happening?
What's happening here? I will go back and watch your VT, Chris.
Same, I will. I feel I was mid sort of bed and bath time in my household. It was all going off.
Who was on alongside Lionel Richie, you know?
Alison Hammond was there.
Oh, of course.
Love it, good.
Of course.
That's
Rachel Ziegler.
Oh, yeah, Ziegler.
It is a very, very mad show, it really is.
Don't read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're in.
You're on Capital.
I stay up too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. I'm dancing on my own, I'll make the moves up as I go.
Shake It Off on Capital Breakfast, 16 minutes past six. If you are listening to us right now, you're automatically part of the 6am club. You can come and say hello at any time on 0345 600 958. That is our WhatsApp number. And every day at 6.30, we do a little game called Rhyme Time. I'm going to tell you all about it now.
It's Rhyme Time.
Nice claps. It's time for our game. We're getting the rhyme in time when you something fine.
Yeah, so you're going to get asked a series of questions. The answer to all of these questions will rhyme. You've got 30 seconds to get as many rhymes as you can.
Then if you top the leaderboard by Friday, you will win the UK's number one mug. It's huge.
It's massive. It's a real big mug. So to win it, all you got to do is send the word time to 83958. That's time to 83958. An actual proper text message. Put your name on it and we will get you on next.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find pre-loved fashion to create your festival look.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The countdown to summer is on. But how would you spend it if you won £10,000? A tropical holiday? A luxury cruise? A garden glow-up? With £10,000, you could get summer ready in no time. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Winplus. Great prizes. Real winners. 18 plus GB only. T's and C's apply.
I never thought of myself as the giventer. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
No one can fault you for trying.
All right, Neville.
Yeah, but cooking
isn't for everyone. So, your dinner party has no dinner, but at least your table setting is immaculate. The candles, gorgeous. Softly scalloped champagne flutes, delightful. That pie might be burnt, but that speckled serving plate is straight up fire.
Don't worry, we can eat around it.
A blaze of glory. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
Whoa! Look! Is that Dragonite? Dragon-type Pokemon have arrived. Discover in Happy Meal now. Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Until 17th of June from 11am. Includes one pre-selected book or toy. Pokemon range comprises toys only while stocks last.
Prime Video brings thrilling entertainment. Watch love and drama unfold in new episodes of Molly May, Behind It All, included with Prime.
Every part of my life changed.
Enjoy Tom Hardy as the Fixer in the new crime series Mobland by subscribing to Paramount Plus.
I think we have a situation developing.
Whatever you're into, it's right here. Prime Video. Prime required, $8.99 a month. Paramount Plus, 7-day free trial. $8.99 a month after trial, unless cancelled. Content may include ads. 18 plus T's and C's apply.
The latest travel for London.
Next. Capital.
Oh, how relaxing was that yoga session? I feel so free.
Speak for yourself. I can never let go.
Bladder leaks. I know, right? I'm so done compromising. I got a new bit of yoga kit. Always discreet pads. Here, try for yourself next week.
Love you lots, but this thin pad won't keep up with my heavy leaks.
Just trust me on this one. So, all zen and liberated, are we?
Let's just say I found my flow.
Always discreet. Live with no compromise.
Capital. Travel update. Listen on the move with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Morning, Lottie. What's happening on the travel?
Morning, Jordan. In Essex, two lanes are closed on the M25 clockwise just before the A13. There's been an accident there. In Greater Manchester, a lane's closed on the M56 westbound at Bowden because of flooding. In Liverpool, Water Street, Chapel Street and Dale Street is still closed because of that ongoing investigation. On the trains, after a signal failure, Gatwick Express trains are not running. The whole line suspended. And Southern trains are not running between London Bridge and East Croydon via Peckham Rye. More in 20 minutes.
Serena Carpenter on Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
I'm so mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. to turn me down, well that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know. But if you need to reapply, maybe for you, though I could accommodate. I'm flexible, so just tell me what you like. Tantric yoga, baby, namaste. If you don't want me, I'll just deem you gay. But if you
of peace in our love. Learn to separate ourselves from us. We had patience when life gets too much. And I'm so proud of where we have come from.
Breakfast. Julie's listening to Capital this morning. She says, guys, I'm sat outside as I've locked myself out.
Oh no!
I'm waiting for my neighbours to wake up to get a spare key after dropping my daughter off at work. We've all been there, Julie. You can get those little boxes now that you can padlock to like a gate or something, and then it's got a little code in. That's what I have, because I often lose my key. Julie, hopefully you'll be back inside soon with a nice brew and you're not listening to us for too long, which isn't a bad thing.
It's rhyme time.
All right, then. then, it's time for our game. We're getting the rhyming time. We'll win you something fine. And playing this morning is Reese in North Wales. Morning, Reese.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, Reese.
Is it Reese, R-E-E-C-E or R-H-Y-S?
It's the R-H-Y-S.
Ah. Reese plays, I like to know. Reese plays every morning, and you said you usually always get about seven, is that right?
Several take, depending on the word.
Oh, okay. And what are you up for this morning, Reese? What does one do for a living?
I run a flooring trade counter in Chester at the moment.
Ooh. Cool. All right, so you sound pretty confident then that you might get more than seven, which is what Daniel got yesterday. So good luck. Let me remind you of the rules. You're going to get asked a series of questions. The answer to all of the questions will rhyme. Your job is to answer as many of these questions as you can. You've only got 30 seconds to do it. When the time is up, your total goes on to the weekly leaderboard.
Yeah, then if you top the leaderboard by the end of the week, you will win the UK's number one mug.
Woo!
It's huge.
Yes, it is huge. And right, so where are we? Number one mug. Oh yeah, you can pass at any point. And the word you're rhyming with today is Chan. C-H-A-N. Chan. That's because Jackie Chan's going to be on this show after 8 o'clock today. So it all makes sense?
Yep.
Rhyming with the word Chan, your time starts now. You fry your eggs in a...
pan.
Someone who's obsessed with a celeb is a...
fan.
Your mum's mum is known as your...
brand.
Which superhero loves an upside down kiss?
Spider-Man.
Right now, loads of people are driving in a
van.
First name Hathaway, who's in The Devil Wears Prada.
And
you drink Sprite or Coke out of a
van.
Something that's not allowed is under a
van.
Just out of time there on that last one.
I don't know if you got the last one. Something that's not allowed is under a ban is what we were looking for. But as Jordan says, you were slightly out of time anyway. But you did very, very well, Reese. I think that's a good score.
Well, it's a very good score.
Excellent.
It means you are neck and neck with Daniel with seven.
Reese, you are joint top of the leaderboard for Rhyme Time. You could be winning the UK's number one mug on Friday.
It's Rhyme Time. What's up?
This is Wiz MC.
On Capital.
Make some noise.
Capital.
Capital Breakfast.
Your loving on me makes me feel special. No heaven on earth if I can't be with you. Show me your eyes so I can tell the truth. Ooh, I got so high.
Bees and honey, show me love on Capital Breakfast 6:31. George says,
Should the answer have been Stan and not Fan for Obsessed with Celebrities? George says,
game's gone.
The game's gone.
Well, it's kind of true. It could have been. I mean, I guess either's fine, isn't it? Someone who's obsessed with a celeb can be a fan or can be a Stan.
You only learnt what Stan was the other week, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't know what Stan was. Is it because of Off of M&M?
Yeah,
Stan.
Because Stan's like his biggest fan, isn't he?
But he's gone cold wonder.
Oh, is that, that's actually where it's from?
Yeah, it's being a Stan, like being so obsessed and fanatical that you like Stan from the song. Mm.
Richard and a few other people are saying, I'm surprised that producer Jimmy gave Frying Pan instead of Pan.
Right, they're on silly itch. Well, should we admit who's not here?
Yeah, producer Jimmy's not here today. He's off doing netball. So we've got our Geordie producer, Tom, in. And if you've ever met a Geordie, they're laid back, they're in bed. So if you make a sound that rhymes with it, you're probably going to get it.
It's true that.
It's a very different character in.
Why are you? It's half six. Like, just give it in, man.
And that means
bothered arguing, like,
potential for big points this week.
Yes, I agree.
Yes,
definitely. We will take the mic whilst Jimmy's away. Oh, it's fine, man. Everyone's friends here, like.
These words are my own. Threw some chords together. The combination D-E-M is who I am, is what I do. And I was gonna lay it down for you. I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD. I need some help, some inspiration, but it's not coming easily. Trying to find the magic, trying to write a classic. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know. Waste been full of paper, clever rhymes, see you later. These words are my own, let my heart flow. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. There's no other way to better say.
And these words on Capital Breakfast at 6:35. This is the worst thing that I think can happen when you're on the radio. I had an idea last night, just as I was going to bed. I thought, oh, we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. We'll do it just before 7. Because, you know, we like plot and plan the show out. And I went to bed and thought, that'll be class. That'll be perfect. I completely forgot what it is, and it's bugging me so much. To the point where I've said to our producers today, we're not doing anything else until it comes to me.
What, you're kidding me? So we've just spent the whole show trying to guess what idea you had.
So next on the show, we might be... it was summer. I went to bed last night and I went, you know when you're in bed and you go... laugh to yourself. And I thought...
Okay, so something funny.
So I went... I'll talk about that tomorrow. And then I thought, should I put it in my phone? And I was like, I was comfy. And I thought, no, I'll be right. And I woke up this morning, I was like, what is it? It's annoying me so much. So next on the show, we might be doing that idea.
Wow, what a
But
tease.
We don't know what it is.
The nation is waiting with bated breath.
How have we not won any awards on this show?
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North.
North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Get festival ready with the hottest pre-loved fashion.
The Steakhouse Stack, with two layers of delicious beef, crispy onions and peppercorn sauce. It's the kind of McDonald's you take photos of to put pride of place on the mantelpiece. Sure, you'll need to make room, but you remember what your wedding day looked like? The Steakhouse Stack. It's McDonald's and then some. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
In a world where innovation meets style, there's a new name on the road. And right now, people like you are discovering a car brand that values you. Feel the future in motion as the Emoto 5 petrol and E5 electric blend next-level technology with your active lifestyle. With state-of-the-art features like wireless mobile phone charging as standard, say hello to a car that fits your lifestyle and your future. Starting from £25,915. Book your test drive online now. Search Emoto to find your nearest dealer. Emoto. Value everything.
Discover outlet shopping at the O2 this spring. Save up to 70% off RRP on over 60 designer brands, including Nike, Adidas, Levi's, Kate Spade, The Cosmetics Company Store, Le Creuset, and more. And with over 30 bars and restaurants, a cinema, bowling, climbing, interactive football, mini golf, paddle tennis, and indoor skydiving, why not stay for the day? Visit us at North Greenwich, just 15 minutes from central London. Search outlet shopping at the O2 and plan your trip today.
It's the summer of loving long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever Cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Welcome to a world of infinite worlds, a world of adventure, possibility, and happily ever afters. It's all waiting for you at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. Book selected 2026 packages and get free dining and drinks and a 14-day ticket for the price of 7. Plus, book by the 1st of July and save £300 per room. Book now with Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Excludes gratuity. Selected meal savings based on package type with lesser savings after 1st July. Full T's and C's at virginatlantic.com.
The latest travel for London.
This Capital.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend. And a lovely lady looking for a pickle costume for her pet. But they've all been barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, including unlimited access to video consultations with First Vet. So, for pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Capital Travel Update.
Take us with you with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Lottie Morley, what's the latest on the roads?
Hey, Jordan. There are delays of about half an hour on the M25 clockwise to the A13 after an accident there. Two lanes are closed as well. It's really slow on the A13 westbound to the Canning Town flyover. In Bickley, Gulf Road is closed both ways because of an investigation. On the trains, there's been a signal failure, which means Gatwick Express trains are not running. The whole line is suspended at the moment. And Southern trains are not running between London Bridge and East Croydon via Peckham Rye. More in 30 minutes.
Your number one hit music station.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You're Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama. Pink Pony Club, I'm gonna wicked dreams. Are you from Tennessee or Santa Monica? You've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream.
Here on Capital Breakfast, this is Capital Breakfast.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go You're gonna leave them all in awe. You don't have to feel like a wasted space. Your original cannot be replaced. If you only future holds after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you'll know. You just gotta ignite the light and live.
On Capital Breakfast, 6:45 on your Wednesday morning. Half term for most people across the UK today. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean. It's expected to be very nice and sunny this weekend, according to Chris Stark. Highs of 24 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah, well, it's saying little mini heat wave potentially this weekend. Ooh. Which is great.
Well, that is good, because I've seen a lot of memes saying, how come the weather's been amazing and then half term absolutely chucking it down
yeah.
when you've got the kids?
I believe the term is whiplashing is what they're calling it. One day it's sunny, the next it's
it's very whiplashing.
I had an idea last night before bed I wanted to talk about on the show today, and it's bugging me because I said before, it's one of those, I was just nodding off and I went, I'll talk about that tomorrow. And then I forgot to write it down. And now it's bugging me so much.
Your brain will be whirring in the background trying to work this out. Is it to do with the fact you had, you know, the painter and decorator literally squatting in your house yesterday?
Oh, my new family. No.
No.
No, it's not about that.
Is it the fact you can't call it vinegar on your chips anymore?
Honestly, the game's gone.
Wait, sorry, I've not heard this bit.
Yeah, it's So fish and chip shop vinegar isn't actual vinegar. You're not allowed to call it vinegar.
What is it?
It is... Oh, it's something acid.
What?
It's... I'll find the acid.
So vinegar's like a brand,
it's,
or you mean...
It's acetic acid.
Well, whatever they use in the chip shop, I want it, because their vinegar is a different level.
Apparently, in most fish and chip shops, you're not allowed to call it vinegar. It needs to be called a non-brewed condiment.
Oh, right. Can I have salt and non-brewed condiment, please? Okay, so it's not that.
No, sorry, it's not that. It was something where I thought, oh, it'd be really good to talk about on air. It was something I did yesterday. So, right, let's go back. So, I went in. I watched... What did I watch on telly last night? Last of Us.
Please bear with us, callers.
I had a burrito for me.
I've got it.
I was right. In the gym yesterday, yes. And I blessed a stranger.
What?
That was it. So a lad sneezed in the gym changing rooms yesterday.
Yes.
And I said, bless you. And he looked at me really weird. That was it. Is that all right to do?
I think so, but what's the angle?
Well, I wanted to talk about on air. Like, are you all right to bless strangers?
Someone blessed me from a car window the other day.
There you go.
I was walking down the street and honestly, a bloke, I sneezed and a bloke in his car went, bless you!
Yeah, so no, that's fine. So is it all right to bless a stranger if someone sneezes, yeah?
I think it's just a polite thing you do when someone sneezes around you.
He looked at me as a weirdo. I mean, he was drying his at the same time, but...
Oh, for God's sake.
But it was, he sneezed.
In your gym, anything's like a bit
what
of a come-on.
In my
how
gym?
How did you deliver the blessing?
Yeah.
Did you turn around and be like, bless you?
No. I just said, bless you.
Yeah,
but that was it.
Over your shoulder, give him a wink.
No, I turned and looked at him.
While he was drying.
I think it's weird if you're having a shower in the cubicle next to you.
With a bless. Wasn't in the cubicle. Anyway, that was it. I knew you'd help me get there.
Well, I'm glad that made it to work.
Bless you. Thank you. I feel so much better now. Here's Alex Warren, a brand new track, teaming up with Jelly Roll, big American country singer-songwriter. This is called Bloodline, and it's playing for you on Capital Breakfast at 6:48.
Take that pain, pass it down like bottles on the wall. Mama said her dad's to blame, but that's his daddy's photo. There's no one left to call. You stay up counting down the days till you make your escape, but you're afraid you cannot run what's running through your veins. Oh, you're carrying the weight. In the dead of night, on that broken road, I won't let you walk alone. That I know half the hell you've seen, but that don't mean it's something that you're destined to repeat. Oh, it's stronger than you think. You know it has to end, but you don't know where to start. You can pack your bags and I'll meet you where you are. Oh, I'll be waiting in the car. In the dead of night, on that broken road, I won't let you walk alone.
Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline. Oh, we got each other, and if you got tomorrow, then you still got time to break these chains that left you scarred from where you came. To follow in your bloodline. Oh, we got each other. And if you got tomorrow, then you still got
Jelly
Jelly Roll, Ludline on Capital Breakfast.
Oh, it's good this.
Oh, yeah! A yeehaw. I'm so happy I found out what it was that I wanted to talk about this morning. I feel so much better. Is it all right to bless strangers? I blessed a lad in the gym yesterday when he sneezed and he gave me a weird look and I thought it was pretty normal. Phil says, I always bless people in public. Tracy, you do as well. Morning.
Morning, Jordan.
Morning. Who do you bless in public?
Well, anybody that I hear sneeze and the kids hate it. But I also bless my next door neighbour through the wall because I hate Finn, and every time he sneezes, I'll go, bless you. And the kids... And the kids go, Mum, shut up, we've got to see him when we go out.
Oh, that's so funny.
Do they reply? When you send the blessing out, do they come back with a thank you?
No, they're so rude, aren't they?
That is rude. You want a muffled thank you, at least.
I feel a lot better that you bless your neighbour through the wall. I'm loud to sneeze. But yeah, it's all right to bless strangers in public, isn't it?
I think it's a nice thing.
Thank you. Here's Calvin Harris and Miracle on Capital Breakfast. Bless you.
When you hold me, there's a place I go. It's a different high. Oh no. When you touch me, I get vulnerable in a different light. Oh no.
Faye says, morning, don't ever bless me when I sneeze. I don't want to be blessed, no thanks. Each to their own, Faye. But in general, I think it is all right to bless strangers when they sneeze, especially in the gym, no matter what they're drying. Right, it's coming up after 7 o'clock today. No, after 8 o'clock, we are going to have Jackie Chan on this show. We are doing that after 8.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find the hottest pre-loved looks this festival season.
The Steakhouse Stack, with two layers of delicious beef, crispy onions and peppercorn sauce. It's the kind of McDonald's you take photos of to put pride of place on the mantelpiece. Sure, you'll need to make room, but you remember what your wedding day looked like? The Steakhouse Stack. It's McDonald's and then some. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Subjects availability. Participating restaurants only.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. Between you and whoever you sent them to. So, things like your passport number for your honeymoon stay between you and your fiancé. And those hour-long calls with Mum stay between the two of you.
Even your streaming service password stays between you and your flatmates, who still ask for it every week in your group chat. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately.
This summer, an epic new musical arrives in London. Disney's Hercules. It's a wise-cracking, column-shaking adventure that classical civilization would have wanted. Book your tickets now and get ready for the hero who's here to rock the underworld. Disney's Hercules, coming to Theatre Royal Drury Lane this June.
It's the summer of loving, long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever Cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
News. Next, Capital.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
Is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 7, 11 people are still in hospital this morning after a car drove into crowds at Liverpool's trophy parade. The Home Secretary went to the city yesterday.
We're all thinking of those who were injured and wishing them the very best recovery.
Yvette Cooper praised the emergency services.
The professionalism of their response, the way in which they worked together to make sure that lives were saved, I think was hugely important, and we really thank them for that.
Police have until lunchtime to question the 53-year-old suspect. The parents of a baby who died at 15 weeks have told Capital they think mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a flat in London deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. An inquest is going to take place in August. MI5 says plans to let prisoners out of jail early to free up space will risk public safety. The government says the most dangerous offenders will be kept off the streets. Liverpool's Mo Salah says he thinks he'll still be playing football when he's 40. He turns 33 in a few weeks. He agreed a contract extension last month, but had been in contact with clubs in Saudi Arabia. And Margot Robbie says she kept some souvenirs from the Barbie movie. She's given a tour of her home showing a range of office chairs which were more than $3,000 each. Margot had the bright pink chairs covered in a patterned orange fabric.
Capital weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A mix of sunshine and showers in London this morning and feeling warm with highs of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Good morning.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Good morning, it's 7 o'clock on Capital Breakfast. It's a Wednesday, it's Jordan, Chris and Sean. Hey, if you ever want to join the chat, you're more than welcome to. Our WhatsApp number is 0345 60958. It's half term this week, so it feels a bit slower than normal. I jumped in the cab this morning, the guy was like, it's not been busy this week, Mike. It's a bit Australian, my cab driver. So yeah, if you want to come and say hello at any point, 0345 60958.
Yeah, and you know, stay with us today. It's a good show, it might be half term, but we're not doing half the content. Let me tell you, you're going to find out what happened when I met Jackie Chan and why he made these sounds.
That's class. I just, if that's the answer, what's the question?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait to find out. Also, on the way next, I want to talk about when collections go out of hand after I've seen a major celebrity's train set. I saw this firsthand. I need to tell you all about it next.
Capital. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. Here we go.
each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, used to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
What happened next, buddy?
When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, Bammy, don't do it, you're breaking her heart. Bammy, don't do it, Bammy, don't do it. But I need to go. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
I'm still in love with you. I'm going out of my mind.
I couldn't take it anymore. I was already running for the kitchen doors. You were always the one I should have waited for. I can't lose you again, not again, not again, not again.
Capital Election Vibe.
London's number one hit music station.
You're on Capital.
Think I only want one number in my phone. I might change your contact, don't leave me alone. You said you like my eyes and you like to make them bold. Treat me like a queen, now you got me feeling thrown. But I can't help myself when you get close to me. Baby, my tongue goes numb. Sounds like bleh, bleh, bleh. I don't want no one else. Baby, I'm in too deep. Here's a little song I wrote. It's about you and me. I'll be honest. Looking at you got me thinking nonsense. Cartwheels in my stomach when you're walking. When you got your arms around me, oh, it feels so good. I had to jump the octave. I think I got it next, but I've forgotten. And I can't find my chill, I must have lost it. Clock. I'm talking home, nobody knocks. I'm talking opposite of soft. I'm talking wild, wild thoughts. You gotta keep up with me. I got some young energy. I caught the L-O-V-E. How do you do this to me? But I get on myself when you get close to me. Baby, my tongue was numb. Sounds like blah, 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 blah. And I don't want no one else. Baby, I'm in too deep. It's a little song I wrote. It's about you and me. I'll be honest. Looking at you got me thinking nonsense. Got words in my stomach when you're walking. When you got your arms around me, oh, it feels so good. I had to hit the octave. I think I got it next, but I forgot him. And I can't find my chill, I must have lost it. I don't even know I'm talking nonsense. I'm talking, I'm talking, I'm talking. Catchier than chicken poxes. I bet your house is where my other sock is. Woke up this morning, thought I'd write a pop hit. How quickly can you take your clothes off?
Sabrina Carpenter and Nonsense on Capital Breakfast. Give us 2 minutes and I'll play you Ed Sheeran's Azizam and Miles Smith Gold on the way for you as well on your Wednesday morning. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean with you. So you were hanging out with, let me get this right, a massive celebrity over the weekend and they had a train set.
Yeah, I want to talk about this because I want to know about what people collect now. Because I think growing up, we all had little things that we collected. I mean, all sorts of things. But I kind of want to know what people collect now, because I've seen the best of a collection. So I was round Rod Stewart's house.
As you do.
As you do. Do you want to explain Rod Stewart to anyone who might not understand? We've been told we have to.
Well, yeah, do you know what? It's funny, because you actually do. You know, when you've got certain names that we all think are given, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then you realise that Gen Z have got no clue, Rod Stewart is sadly one of those.
They know Rod Stewart.
They don't.
Well, you say that.
They
we showed
Stewart.
Maddie the Baddie here.
I mean, that's a disgrace.
We showed Maddie the Baddie a picture of Rod Stewart, and she thought he was that boss of Pimlico Plumbers.
This is exactly why we have to explain. Ross Stewart.
Maddie the Baddie, listen to this. What are you on about?
She's in her 20s. She doesn't know. Listen, he's one of the biggest rock and roll stars of all time. You'll know him from this song, of course. Big 70s, 80s songs that were like massive at the time. Also, though, you might know him from this TikTok sound that was viral. It went viral last year.
What, that?
Oh.
Oh, that was it. That went viral last year on TikTok.
That was the TikTok sound, was it?
I can't keep up.
So, okay, so some people only know him from TikTok, I mean.
Some people think that's a new TikTok song.
Oh, God.
If you like my body.
Listen, the guy has Riz. That's what I will say. Anyway, long story cut short, I'm round his house. We're doing a podcast with him. You know, I do the podcast with Peter Crouch. We've got Rod Stewart on there. Anyway,
why was he on a football podcast?
Just fancied it. Big Celtic fan.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to come on. Like, all good.
Nice.
Anyway, the key thing I want to talk about here is he said to me, he's like, shall I show you around the house?
Oh, that's the dream.
And I was like, yes, unbelievable. Like,
wait, so you went to his house to record the podcast?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, huge. So anyway, go to Rod Stewart's house, having a little look around. He goes, and then he hits me with, do you want to see my model railway? Now, I wasn't aware of this, but he's bang into doing the sort of train set model railway. But he takes me into this garage, and he's been working on it for, I think, 40 or 50 years.
Jeez.
It puts Legoland to shame.
What?
Yeah, what's the scale of this thing?
Sean, it's a garage bigger than my house.
Yes.
And it has, like, lands as part of it, villages, cities, trains running through it.
When you walked in, was it up and running? Were trains moving and lights and sounds and stuff?
Yeah, he's got all the sounds, pumping sounds through. Apparently it takes 6 people to make the trains all go. He's so proud of it, and rightly so. But what I love about it is he's just started this as a small collection, and it's grown over time. He told me that when he performs in Las Vegas, he has one hotel suite for him and one hotel suite for a bit of his train set.
Oh.